For your digital download pleasure, it's Tim and Davo in podcast form.
Now, I'm not trying to get you to give me a compliment here, okay?
Oh, here we go.
But just to set the scene, would you say in a crisis, would you say I'm more like cool, calm and collected or a panicker?
Nah, you're pretty cool, calm and collected. I'll give you that for sure.
Thank you. Because I need someone else to vouch for me for what I'm about to talk about.
Okay.
Something happened last week and I completely flipped my lid. Like, something was happening and it's this thing and I just can't control myself. There's so many bean squeezers and coffee, incredible coffee windows like Wild Goat across Geelong Surf Coast and the Bellarine. So we love them. There is a bean squeeze on the Surf Coast Highway in Grovedale.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes my wife and I are cruising down. She drinks coffee. I don't. She'll be like, hey, can we just whip in the bean squeeze? Like, how good are coffee drive-through windows? Like,
oh.
If you grew up in Geelong and never left, you wouldn't know that this is not a common thing.
No, it's not normal because you don't get this anywhere else in the world. But it's so good that you can drive anywhere, pop your car in, get a coffee.
So good. And so we ordered a coffee. We're all in the car as a family. And I'm noticing there's like some things flying around while we're ordering. I'm like, whatever. Yeah, can I just get an arm and flat white, whatever, blah, blah, blah. They're like, awesome, pay for it, go around to the next window. So we're sitting there waiting. And at the window, near where the servers are and the team making coffees, there's like six bees.
Okay.
Right?
Yep.
So whether they've just like buzzed into the area or they've got an issue, I don't know. If you work there or if you go through there, maybe you might have seen this. Like maybe they've got a bee thing. But there were these bees hanging around. And so I'm sitting
collab
there
with the bees.
Yeah.
Bee sell squeeze, honey. Cross bees.
Bee squeeze. And so I'm sitting there waiting. And the girl gestures to me. She's like, got the coffee and the toasty. And she's like, ready. And I'm sitting there with my window up and I shook my head.
Not ready.
Looked at, and I just pointed and I was like, and I mouthed, bees. Not opening. And she was like, no, it's fine.
Okay.
It's okay.
They're part of this.
And I was like, bees. I was like, I'm not. I'll wait. And she goes, well, no, there's cars behind you. And again, I'm sitting there, hands on the steering wheel, like, oh, bees.
Yeah,
like,
I'd be foul about you if I was behind you.
But like, I'm not for a millisecond allowing a bee into my car.
No. Well, first of all, I need to ask, are you allergic to bees?
I've been stung recently, and besides it, my foot going completely purple and losing feeling, I'm going to say no.
Okay. Your wife allergic?
She got stung on the throat earlier this year. Not allergic.
Okay. It sounds like you've had some bad. And what about Jack?
Stood on a bee at daycare 3 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Not allergic.
Okay, so no one's allergic as per. Obviously, no one wants a bee buzzing around their head.
Just
because
I'm not allergic doesn't mean to be like, oh, yeah, stab me. You go, whatever. Yeah, come on.
They don't want to do that.
Stab me.
They're coming at you if you're doing them wrong. And look, if they did want your toasty and coffee, I can if they wanted your toasty and coffee, I can understand. I can understand why you'd be concerned.
I didn't want to allow a bee into the car because then I would have. That's one of the ones where you accidentally slam your foot on the accelerator. I'm launching into Total Tools across the road at 50 kilometres an hour.
Yeah.
And essentially, it almost felt like a sketchy deal. Like tiny, hand through, and I was like, quick. So she quickly, and then I had to quickly get the window back up. But then the bees were just there, and they were flying in through the thing. If this is an issue for the Grovedale bean squeeze, I feel for you because around bees, I lose all of that cool, calm and collectiveness that you have in life when things are up in the air. And I don't know. And it's like,
The purple foot sounded awful. The throat sting. They obviously are out to get your family, especially recently. So I can understand the panic from you.
We've been eating a lot of honey. I reckon they know.
They know.
Tim and Davo.
I need your help to settle an argument between two of my friends.
Do I know these people?
No.
Excellent. Of course I'll chip in.
Great.
This is my favourite kind of thing to offer advice on.
Right. So let me get some facts out there. We'll have a chat and then we'll go through the discussion. These two friends of mine, they've gone through one of the all-time epic breakups.
Oh.
They were together for 5 years and they've called it quits.
5 years is a long time.
Yeah, it is. But there is one final argument between them.
Oh, they're still going on even though they've finished up.
Yeah, and this needs to be settled and I need the gorgeous, gorgeous people of our region to help us out. Help me and my friends out. So, Alana, she's from Leopold.
Okay.
Russell, he's from Belmont.
I feel like names have been changed. Alana and Russell sound like the fakest human beings I've ever heard of.
Yeah, they have been changed for their privacy, of course. Now, Russell grew up in Belmont.
All right.
He's lived there his whole life. It's his haunt, his local haunt.
Uh-huh.
When they were together for 5 years, they lived close to Belmont, so they've spent a lot of time in Belmont.
Sure.
Okay? A lot of cafes, a lot of bars, a lot of places
High Street,
they like to go to.
The car park for Coles, you know, we love it.
Now, the breakup, obviously not great. I would say Alana in the wrong.
Oh, wow. Interesting to say on a radio
show.
Well,
she has ended it. So she has ended the situation. Right. And so she's the one that was the instigator of the breakup.
Right. So she's gone back home to family in Leopold or something like that?
Yeah, that's right. But I caught up with Alana over the weekend and Alana and I went to a venue in Belmont. Now, we bumped into Russell.
No.
While we were there in Belmont. And he wasn't happy to see us. I was collateral damage.
You copped strays.
Was collateral damage. Well, he wasn't
happen to a better bloke.
I love Russell. So like got a great relationship. But like obviously
you're in Alana's orbit there.
Yeah, and he wasn't happy to see us in Belmont, right? And we did the cordial thing, said g'day, whatever. Russell was then messaged Alana after and said, "What are you doing in Belmont?
Oh, he said, get out.
You know, this is my suburb. You shouldn't be here."
I mean, early on, I get that. Like, I'm going to be here. Mm-hmm. What are you doing here? But that's got to have a time limit on it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you can claim a suburb like that.
Well, this is the thing. He is trying to claim Belmont as his suburb and she is now no longer welcome in that area.
Oh, he's gatekeeping it. Literally gatekeeping it.
Yes. Now, look, I don't know if because she ended the relationship, she should have then, that is also to stay away.
But I guess if she's been living in Belmont with him, a lot of their mates and the cafes that they would normally go to would be in Belmont. And he's just essentially gone shotgun. I shotgun Belmont.
Yeah.
You get out. I don't want to see you around here.
Yeah.
I mean,
West Side Story style. Yeah, we were clicking our fingers at each other. It was a whole battle.
I get it for a bit.
Mm-hmm.
But then you've got to move on. And then whenever that is for them, he's got to go, "Well, I don't own Belmont. None of us do. It's a community."
Okay, so the breakup would have been about 6-ish months ago.
You've got to the end of the year.
Okay.
You've got 2026.
So you think he can claim Belmont for 2026? He can claim it for the year
and
then...
It's been 6 months. It should be now. He should be starting to ease up.
No,
open the gates.
He's been upset. And I can understand why. Because Alana's a piece of work. But look, and I love her. But she knows.
Catch up with her for coffee. Gosh, you're the worst, Alana.
She knows.
Thanks for the coffee. I can't stand this.
She knows that she's done it.
Okay, she's done
it. So look, I want to know on 52232955, can your ex claim a suburb?
I want to go full deep on this. Is there a time limit? Is it a forever thing? Are you even able to say, "Hey, no, stay out of the creek. I don't want you in Armstrong Creek. Get out of here. I really like this and I'm happy to stacks on Alana, because if you're saying she's the worst, I'm always going to go with you, mate, on that."
Women supporting women.
Absolutely. 52232955. Can you claim a suburb? Michelle, you're in Armstrong Creek. What are your thoughts on this?
Hi, guys. Look, I just think, if it was fairly fresh, I kind of get his perspective. But as it was mentioned that it's been 6 months now, I think it's time to, put your big boy pants on and move on, because... you can't just start saying, "Well, you can't be here. This is where I live." You were there for 5 years. Obviously, there's places where she's visited as well. As you mentioned, that Davo, that it was a coffee shop that she liked.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not like, she's flirting with a guy at the pub in front of him.
Mm. She probably would, though. Does it change if she was in the wrong in the breakup?
Look, I think that there's usually going to be somebody in the wrong. There's usually someone who's going to initiate a breakup for whatever their reasons might be. And the other person is hurt, understandably. But, Geelong is not that big that you can't run into someone who knows someone, who's dated someone, And you've got to be a little bit realistic in the fact that 6 months has passed.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, just, yeah, grow up and just say, you know, okay, hi, you're there, whatever. Be civil, but just move on.
All right. I like that.
Thank you.
Like
great that. Opinion.
Names have been changed for this as well. I just can't stress that enough, Davo. Yeah. Sophie's in Geelong. Sophie, what do you think about this? Can you, like, essentially claim a suburb when you have a breakup?
Look, I think it depends. It depends how much of a see you next Tuesday she was. I think that, you know, like, if she's been a bit of a you know what, then fair enough. If I don't want to see you at my Woolies, I don't want to see you at my beach, just bugger off. Like, I've had an ex leave me for another woman, and I have to go to a shop in his town. I am bolting in and out of there. I know if I see them, I'll hit her square in the face. So... You just gotta be like, you know, if you've broken up with me because you don't want to be with me, then let's not hang out either at local Woolies.
You don't need any more friends. You got plenty of friends. You don't need friends.
Yeah.
No, let's not do the small talk. Let's not see who the other person's dating now. Just go off and be in your own world.
So you reckon, they can claim a suburb because, they can be horrible.
Well, yeah, it depends if she was not very good to him. Mm. I think, you know, he might be sounding a little bit sooky because it's close suburb. But, you know, if we're talking 40 minutes living apart from each other, stay in your quarters.
No, I like that. Stay in your corners.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
Now, this might only have happened in a couple of times in your life, or maybe you've never faced this issue, but it's kind of new for me. And if you've got some advice, 52232955, Dave, I'm kind of open ears when it comes to feedback. So.
Most of the time. I'd say you're at 80% open ear to feedback.
With that other 20%, it's
lashing
quite tight.
Lashing out.
How dare you say something like that to me? Who do you think you are? What do you think someone like you could say like that to me?
Yeah. A lot of that from you.
But yeah, other than times, it's pretty like, oh, thank
Chill.
You. Yeah. I have... Like, where you get your hair cut can be a really important place in a lot of people's lives, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when I've moved barbers over the last 10 years in particular, since I moved out of home in 2014, my reason to leave a barber was always, I'm moving town.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like, all right, well, I don't live here anymore. Hey, let's get a final cut. Hey, this has been awesome. Thank you so much. I'll see you around.
I love that. You're a loyal customer. You keep going back to the same person.
Yep.
Okay.
And before that, from when I was 4 years old until I was 20, I had the same Frankie D's in the town I grew up in. He cut my hair, just bowl on top. There you go. Till I was 20 years old, pretty much. And when I moved to Geelong, did a bit of research, found a barber, have been going there for almost 4 years until recently, where a friend of mine has opened up his own business.
Mm-hmm.
And because he's my mate and I want to support my mate in his business, I've decided that that's where I'll get my hair cut from.
You've gone there twice now, haven't you?
Yes.
Yeah, and last time you came in, you absolutely, like, you were feeling like a king and you had a great experience, which is so great.
Yeah, and he's a great mate of mine, so I was like, yep, all right, I'll get my hair cut there. And so now I've been in this tricky situation where I've left my barber that I've been going to for 4 years and has done great haircuts. And especially if you're a bloke that really likes getting a proper haircut and you're there and great chat, or like they know when you're not in a mood for chatting or whatever, and they do all the great stuff.
Mm-hmm.
This is a hard one for me to leave because I'm only leaving to support a friend, where this other barber has almost become a friend because of the amount of times that I've gone there.
And I will say the barber themselves, the one that you have left to move on to the next one, they always know about it and they are a little bit funny. They're a little bit hurt. They always are.
It's one of those things where do I need to call my old barber and just say, hey.
Break up.
Yeah, and it's not you. It is me.
It is you.
No, it's me. And I've been thinking about what I can do. Now, like, as a radio host, I could just say, hey, I went to this guy at this barber and plug his business and be like, hey, I loved it there and I've just gone to somewhere else because it's a friend of mine who's starting a business. But that seems like I could do that, but like I have the privilege of having a radio show here with you that serves people across Geelong, Surf Coast and the Bellarine.
And what a privilege it is for you every single day.
Exactly. So, but does it seem a bit off for me to just give a shout out? Because I feel like I'm taking advantage and I'm Because if someone's listening and they live in the area where my old barber used to be, this could be great for them.
So this is almost like an unofficial breakup, but also a love letter. Yeah, a love letter back to him.
Send
to
business.
To say, look, he is a fantastic man. Yep. He's a great barber. I think you definitely should give him a plug. I mean, it's live and local, baby. We are okay. Right here in G-Town. Let's do it.
Okay. If you need the freshest cut of your life, mm-hmm. you need to go and see Ben at Blind Barbery in East Geelong. This man has become a friend. He has served me well. I'm going to miss him. But supporting a very close friend of mine and his new business, Riverboy Barbers, mm-hmm. in Geelong West, if you need to know, it honestly feels like the end of a marriage.
Yeah.
But it's like it didn't end ugly. They're growing in one direction and I'm literally growing in another.
Yeah.
So Ben, Blind Barber in East Geelong, rockstar, go to him, say, hey, Tim sends his love. It's not you, it was him. It was mm-hmm. him. And he's moved on to another period of his life.
That's really kind of you to do. I mean, when I moved one hairdresser one time, I got the nastiest message from the previous hairdresser. Yes. So this is a really nice breakup in comparison.
Can go both ways. Yeah, that's good to know. It's Tim and Davo. Let's talk about going to an event, whether it's a party, a function, maybe it's just like a gathering or something like that, maybe a birthday or a work event. I want to talk about the beauty of an Irish exit.
Oh, I love an Irish exit.
So an Irish exit, we'll just set the scene. It's when you smoke bomb, disappear, because you don't want to say goodbye to heaps of different people, you know?
Yeah. So I had a look at this because I wasn't sure what an Irish goodbye, where that originated from. It actually does originate in America, but through the Irish-American community.
Okay, which is very big.
And apparently it's all about efficiency and avoiding drawn-out goodbyes, as we know, because traditional Irish hospitality and social gatherings are known for deeply extended goodbye that can stretch on for an hour or so.
Okay.
So this is a way to be simple and practical about it and get on out of there.
In Europe as well, apparently it's also known as the French exit, so...
There you go.
It's a bit more, seems more French than Irish for someone to leave abruptly without considering others.
Yeah, definitely. And the Irish do like to yap, so I do believe that that's part of it, you know?
Whether it's the Irish exit or the French goodbye, whatever it is.
French farewell.
French farewell. apparently, according to a psychologist, if you are great at smoke bombing, leaving without saying goodbye, you're actually caring for your mental health.
Oh.
Because long, drawn-out goodbyes can actually be quite taxing on one's mental state
mm-hmm.
and quicker the, I guess, process of exhaustion. And she's saying, hey, if you can avoid the Irish exit,
mm-hmm.
a French goodbye, you are actually working on self-care, my friend.
You know what I do love? In 2026, any selfish act is self-care.
Yep.
And I'm not necessarily saying like, oh, if you do this, you're selfish. But it is a little bit selfish. As we said, we don't want to have to dilly-dally.
We've been given the license to use that as a reason. Mm-hmm. You just go, I'm just not up for it today. I was just looking after me, just having a rough day, just really need to take care of myself and not say goodbye to my six aunties.
Yeah.
You know? The psychologist believes people shouldn't leave a party completely drained. So slipping away quietly might help preserve that emotional energy and reduce feelings of burnout.
Mm.
So she's saying, you're actually being kinder to the people. Now, we talked about this before the show today. My version of an Irish exit is saying goodbye to like the immediate... Like if you and I went out mm-hmm. and we were doing something, I'd be like, hey, man, I'm going to get out of here.
Yep.
I would tell you. I would never not tell. Like if I was out with my best mate, my wife, it'd be wild if I just like Irish exited my wife.
Yeah. There's heaps of men that have done that. Home. There's heaps of blokes that have done that, though.
But it would more be to the like the person whose event it is. I probably would say thanks to them.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think I can actually do a proper Irish exit or a French goodbye.
You're doing a half Irish goodbye. You're doing a half French goodbye.
Yeah.
You know, you're not fully there. You've just.
I'm not looking after myself and my mental health. By the sounds of it.
I think that's a great little excuse to
I think get you'd be a pro at the Irish exit, brother.
It's too much to say goodbye. It's all a bit full on and then you get caught. So I'm more
you're working on you, you know.
Yeah, that's right. Smoke bomb.
Well, we're all out of internet. Until next time, this has been Tim and Davo.